Friends, it is Christmas Eve at last. The lights have been hung, the gifts I hope are under your tree, and Santa is on his way. We've all made our preparations for family tomorrow, and now in this space, we pause. We pause to ponder once more, to steal the word from our whole Advent series. We pause to wonder at it all. What could it mean, we wonder, for a baby born in a tiny town on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea? What could that possibly mean for us today? We pause and we wonder, what could the birth of a baby 2,000 years ago mean for us today in Maryland? I have to confess that so much has been said about Christmas, and the story speaks so well for itself, that if I was a wise preacher, I might just sit down and read that scripture one more time. But this Christmas, as I have spent time with Mary and Joseph, and three images have captured my imagination, three different pictures of what Christmas means. So I offer these to you tonight. The first is this: that Christmas is like holding a newborn baby. Have you done this recently? A few weeks ago, I got to stop in and see Sam and his wife, Katie, in the hospital just after their second child, Mary Catherine. You can see her there in the picture, just after she was born. And I got to hold the newborn baby. Have you done this recently? Have you held a baby recently? I recommend it. Everything about a newborn baby is a wonder. There's 10 tiny fingers and 10 tiny toes, and there's magic there. There's a sense of sacred wonder there, because this small life is promised to become something so great. This small, tiny life, this innocent child who in that moment depends on you for everything, there's promise there. Because that small child will one day grow up to be an adult who will encounter. There's a promise and fight her own battles. When you hold a baby, there's a promise there. There's a promise there, a promise of new life. The promise of how anything can happen in God's great world. That's what Christmas is like. For even tonight, as Mary literally holds a baby at the manger, we all have that same sensation together, that feeling of sacred wonder of holding a baby. For in this Christmas moment, anything can happen. Christmas is the promise that God's new world is bursting forth right here in the midst of this one. It's a promise that even when life seems small and fragile, it will grow into something big and strong. Yes, like a baby, Christmas starts small, but it turns into something great, something that can change the world. Christmas is like holding a newborn baby. Second, Christmas is like a song that cannot be drowned out. And I hesitate to say this in the quiet of this sanctuary. I don't know if you were at the other services today, but this is the first time our sanctuary has been quiet in worship today. This is the quiet, peaceful moment of worship. But Christmas, I want to say to you, is a song so loud it cannot be drowned out. And it's not just any kind of song either. Christmas isn't this jingly, jangly Christmas thing that drives you mental if that song comes on one more time. And Christmas isn't just some pop song that flashes up to the top of your playlist and then across the charts and then gets replaced by a new one next summer. No, Christmas, the birth of Christ, is like a chorus of solidarity. It starts deep in the earth, and it rises through our bones, and it goes and grows until even the angels in heaven are singing. This is the chorus of solidarity that God sings, that we are not alone in the universe, and that God is on our side. Christmas is a song that cannot be drowned out. Because no matter how many radio stations there are, no matter how many news stations there are, no matter how much talk radio or podcast soars through, nothing can drown out the love song of God that soars through the heavens tonight. I want this song of God to get stuck in your head, because this is the song that is sung by all who fight for freedom, and the song that is sung by all who labor for peace. The song of Christmas is a revolutionary song of a new kingdom rising, a kingdom of good news for all people, where he shall reign forever and ever. Christmas, yes, Christmas is a song of fierce hope, a song that cannot be drowned out. These images have sat on my heart this year. But one, more than anything else, year after year, captures my imagination. And that is that Christmas is like lighting a candle in the dark. We're almost there, friends. We're going to light those candles. I know that's what you're here for. We're going to light the candles tonight. We're going to sing. But the Gospel of John says that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Some translations say the darkness has not understood it. But in this month of Star Wars releases, we are not simply, as we talk about light and dark and dark and light, I must point out that we are not simply talking about that kind of light and dark and dark and light. We're not talking here about a force of some sort that can be corrupted or turned toward the darkness. Christmas is not at that kind of light that can be turned. Christmas is a light to drive out the dark. Christmas is like a candle in the dark. Imagine, have you lit a candle recently in a dark room? See, when you light a candle in a totally dark room, it's not suddenly bright as day, right? The darkness isn't immediately banished. It's not that binary from dark to light. When you light a candle in a dark room, it just presents the light. The thing I find compelling about this is that it's not an argument between light and dark. I need a little less argument in my life, amen? This is not an argument that God makes, light versus dark. The candle just is. It just is the light, the persistent proclamation, the insistent flame of love. The candle in the dark room, it simply but fiercely proclaims that he says, not be overcome by darkness. It simply says, I'm here and I am light and I cannot be overcome. That's what Christmas is like. Christmas is like lighting a candle in the dark, because Jesus is the light of the world, John says. Jesus is the candle of hope in our history. That small but persistent flame, insisting that no matter how bad things get, no matter what road you choose to go down, no matter what you believe, no matter what, there is still hope. And there will always be hope, because Christmas is the promise that God is here, and love is now, and that hope will never die. This, my friends, is the wonder of Christmas. The wonder that I hope these images bring up for you. Because Christmas is like the wonder of holding a newborn baby. It's like the fierce song of hope that cannot be drowned out. And it's like the promise of a candle in the dark. Wonder of wonders. Love is born. Wonder of wonders. God is with us. this night. Thanks be to God. Amen.